From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
President Donald Trump delivered a speech on the environment Monday, and we'll bring you as much of that as time allows.
As we celebrate our nation's founding, we're reminded once more of our profound obligation to protect America's extraordinary blessings for the next generation and many generations, frankly, to come. Among the heritage we must preserve is our country's incredible natural splendor. That is the shared obligation that brings us together today. We have some incredibly talented people that know environment and what we're doing probably better than any people on earth. From day one, my administration has made it a top priority to ensure that America is among the very cleanest air and cleanest water on the planet. We want the cleanest air. We want crystal clean water. And that's what we're doing. And that's what we're working on so hard. For this afternoon's event, we're pleased to be joined by Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Steve, thank you very much. David Bernhardt. David, thank you. Secretary Wilbur Ross. Thank you, Wilbur. Secretary Alex Azar. Alex, great job. Drug prices are coming down. I see it. Proud of you. Secretary Elaine Chao. Elaine, thank you. Administrator Andrew Wheeler. Andrew, thank you. And Chair of the Council of Environmental Quality, Mary Neumeier. Thank you, Mary. Thank you very much. In a few moments, we'll hear an update on some of their very important work. Also with us are Senators Kevin Cramer, Steve Daines, John Barrasso. These are three great senators, I might add. Perhaps I'm a little prejudiced because I like them very much, but they're great senators. Thank you. Thank you, fellas. And Congressman Bruce Westerman. And thank you, Bruce, for being here. Appreciate it very much. Thank you all for being here. As the cabinet secretaries will tell you, from the very beginning, I've given them clear direction to focus on addressing environmental challenges so we can provide the highest quality of life to all Americans. In addition to clean air and clean water, that means being good stewards of our public lands, prioritizing cleanup of polluted lands that threaten our most vulnerable citizens and threaten them very dearly, and implementing pro-growth policies to unlock innovation and new technologies which improve American life and America's environment. So important. These are incredible goals that everyone in this country should be able to rally behind, and they have rallied behind, and they've rallied behind in a very Republican and Democrat way. I really think that's something that is bipartisan. For years, politicians told Americans that a strong economy and a vibrant energy sector were incompatible with a healthy environment. In other words, one thing doesn't go with the other, and that's wrong, because we're proving the exact opposite. A strong economy is vital to maintaining a healthy environment. When we innovate, produce, and grow, we're able to unleash technologies and processes that make the environment better while reshoring. And so importantly, you look at reshoring production all the way, taking it away from foreign polluters and back to American soil. The previous administration waged a relentless war on American energy. We can't do that. They sought to punish our workers, our producers, and manufacturers with ineffective global agreements that allowed the world's worst polluting countries to continue their practices. These radical plans would not make the world cleaner. They would just make and put Americans out of work, and they put them out of work rapidly. They moved production to foreign countries with lower standards. Our companies were forced to do that, And they didn't want to do that. And they drive up the price of gas and electricity at home and drive it to levels that are literally unaffordable. And by the way, that's happening to many other countries, but it's not happening here. Other countries, their pricing on electricity is so high, not even to be affordable. At our level, we are doing numbers that nobody's seen before. Nobody believes what we're doing and what we're producing electricity and other things for. Punishing Americans is never the right way to produce a better environment or a better economy. We've rejected this failed approach, and we're seeing incredible results. Since the election, we have created more than 6 million new jobs. Nobody would have believed that. I don't think anybody, Kevin. Nobody. Nobody. If I would have said that during the campaign, it wouldn't have been a pretty picture the next day as I read the headlines. 6 million new jobs. Unemployment has reached the lowest rate in a half a century. And we have more people working today than have ever worked in the history of our country. We're getting very close to 160 million people, which is unthinkable. If you go back 3 years and you said 160 million people, they would say unthinkable. We're unlocking American energy, and the United States is now a net exporter of clean, affordable American natural gas. We're exporting all over the world. And today, the United States is ranked, listen to this, number one in the world for access to clean drinking water. Ranked number one in the world. One of the main messages of air pollution, particulate matter, is 6 times lower here than the global average. So we hear so much about some countries and what everyone is doing. We're 6 times lower than the average. That's a tremendous number. Since 2000, our nation's energy-related carbon emissions have declined more than any other country on Earth. Think of that. Emissions are projected to drop in 2019 and 2020. We're doing a very tough job, and not everybody knows it, and that's one of the reasons we're here today to speak to you. Every single one of the signatories to the Paris Climate Accord lags behind America in overall emissions reductions. Who would think that is possible? For this reason, in my first year in office, I withdrew the United States from the unfair, ineffective, and very, very expensive Paris Climate Accord. Thank you. My administration is now revising the past administration's misguided regulations to better protect the environment and to protect our American workers, so importantly. As an example, there is a very good place for solar energy. I'm a believer in solar energy. It hasn't fully developed. It's got a long way to go. But it's really got a tremendous future. The United States does not have to sacrifice our own jobs to lead the world on the environment. My administration set the new global standard for environmental protections with unprecedented provisions in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, commonly referred to as the USMCA, which includes the first ever provisions to take on the challenge of marine litter and debris. And I'm sure you've all seen by watching televisions, by maybe reading about it, tremendous problem. Thousands and thousands of tons of this debris float onto our shores after it's dumped into the oceans by other countries. The tides come to us. Usually that was a good thing, but this isn't so good. This is a tremendous problem. Thousands and thousands of tons of garbage comes to us. While we're focused on practical solutions, more than 100 Democrats in Congress now support the so-called Green New Deal. Their plan is estimated to cost our economy nearly $100 trillion, a number unthinkable, a number not affordable even in the best of times. If you go 150 years from now and we've had great success, that's not a number that's even thought to be affordable. Kill millions of jobs, it'll crush the dreams of the poorest Americans, and disproportionately harm minority communities. I will not stand for it. We will defend the environment, but we will also defend American sovereignty, American prosperity, and we will defend American jobs. We've refocused the EPA back on its core mission, and last year the agency completed more Superfund hazardous waste cleanups than any year of the previous administrations and set records in almost every year. We have done tremendous work on Superfunds. To name just two examples, we've made great strides cleaning up damage near a paper plant in Kalamazoo, Michigan, something that was beyond fix up. They thought it was never going to happen. And also the Westlake landfill in Missouri. This year, we've also directed $65 million in brownfield grants to clean up even more contaminated sites in 149 American communities. Think of that. The vast majority home to lower income citizens. That's some project. That is some project, and for the first time in nearly 30 years, we're in the process of strengthening national drinking water standards to protect vulnerable children from lead and copper exposure, something that has not been done, and we're doing it. And last month, our EPA took the first major action, nearly two decades, to reduce exposure to lead-contaminated dust. I signed America's Water Infrastructure Act along with these great gentlemen right here. We worked very hard on that, very, very hard, and it wasn't easy to further approve and improve drinking water infrastructure and support other critical projects. Our administration has directed over $500 million to fix Lake Okeechobee, the Herbert Hoover Dyke. I was out there 3 months ago with your new great governor and senator, actually, from Florida. We had our two senators. We had Rick Scott, Marco Rubio, and our great new governor, Ron DeSantis. We were all out, and we made a certain commitment, and the commitment has already taken place, and they're fixed in Lake Okeechobee. People are very happy about it in the Florida Everglades. We're restoring the ecosystems in the Everglades. And I also signed legislation authorizing $100 million to fight red tide, a big problem that some people don't know about. But when you do know about it, that means trouble because it is bad. Another toxic algae that damages coastal areas. It's causing tremendous havoc, and we have a way of straightening it out, and we'll get it done. We're joined today by Bruce Robach, owner of Billy Bones Bait and Tackle in Port St. Lucie, a place I know very well, Florida. His business was devastated by toxic algae from Lake Okeechobee. Bruce, please come up and tell us about what's happened and what we're doing for you. Where is Bruce?
Yo, Bruce, hi. Bruce.
Bruce. I really appreciate it, sir.
Thank you very much.
Hello, how are you all today? All right, we had made a big trip up here to make sure we're here. This is very important. This is my family's business, okay? I've owned the bait and tackle store since 2001 and been in Florida since 2006. I have my son Tanner over here with me. He means the world to me. He's my best friend and my son. He's actually a brain cancer survivor that, you know, he beat it and now he's 21. And thank you. I wanted to say, thank you. I wanted to say that, Mr. President, you're not only doing a tremendous job all the way around, but you jumping into this environment brings my heart to warmth, knowing that what you're doing is a truth. It's going wonderfully. My business in 2018 was so horrible. I owned two stores. We closed several days a week because of, you know, the algae and people being frightened if they were afraid to touch the water and everything. I have a marine mechanic. I just wanted to say really quickly, has a bad infection in his arm from the marine algae and stuff. But basically, your completion of this Herbert Hoover Dyke is going to make a tremendous difference, because we can store more water in Lake Okeechobee, safely store it there, so the residents that are around there are safe. We care and we're concerned about them, us on the coast, believe me, and that the water does not go into the Caloosahatchee, into the St. Lucie Estuary. It's full of contaminants and fertilizers. And Mr. President, you mentioned about the red tide. It is a natural occurrence. This fertilizer and all these contaminants is like a superpower. And we have seen devastation on the West Coast like none other before in 2018. So, I mean, I'm just so grateful for all the work you're doing, sir, and everything, and the Everglades restoration. And also, I heard great news that the dike is going to be finished much sooner, 2022 than expected. So I personally want to thank you, because this year they're not dumping. Our businesses are doing better. My wife don't yell at me as much. Well, that always happens. So. Yeah, she says to me, you're going to be by the president talking. And I says, oh, I don't need no list or whatever. I got a big mouth. I talk. I don't care. I'm proud. I'm proud of who I am and what I am. I'm a licensed charter boat captain. And I've done it since I'm 25 years old. And I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to speak. Thank you for everything you're doing, sir. I speak for so many people. You bring my heart to warmth for everything you're doing and all the way around. Sir, my nephew, thank you all. My nephew, Kenny Roback, is like my son. He is in South Korea right now in the Army, and he's doing things, and he is so proud of you. And those boys, they all just, I've never seen people that are so proud of our president, and I'm amazed. I mean, we stayed up to watch you that day when you got elected. We're like, he's got it. So, I'm sorry, I'm telling the truth. Listen, my dad taught me, don't tell no lies, and when you want me to shut up, I will, but I'm telling the truth. And Dad always say, I look a little like Donald Trump. He did a little bit, but you're much handsomer. Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you so much. Yeah, I worked in the towers over there for Balfour so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you, sir. You have no idea how many people appreciate everything you've done. I mean, thank you so much.
Really nice. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And I want to say one final thing. I got a big mouth. God bless America and God bless our president. Give him a hand. Trump 2020.
Thank you, dude.
Wow.
Well, that was unexpected. We appreciate it, Bruce. That's better than any speechwriter I could get. Right? Who am I going to get like that? I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much, Chris. Earlier this year, I also signed the Save Our Seas Act to protect our oceans from waste and pollution. To improve water access worldwide, we're supporting the development of breakthrough technologies with the Department of Energy's Water Security Grand Challenge. My administration is strongly promoting bipartisan solutions for conservation, and we're really getting along very well with the Democrats on that one. We're getting things done. This year, I signed the largest public lands package in a decade, designating 1.3 million acres. That's a lot of land
of new wilderness and expanding recreational access. In December, I signed a historic executive order promoting much more active forest management to prevent catastrophic wildfires like those that recently devastated California and Oregon. I went to the fires in California and I said, it's also management. It's a lot of things happening, but it's management. You can't have dirty floors. You can't have 20 years of leaves and fallen trees. After the first 17 months, they say the tree is like a piece of tinder. You have to be very careful, so you can't have that. That's why you have so many fires. And I will say this, spoke with the governor of California, spoke with many people, and the process of cleaning is now really taking precedent. A lot of people are looking at forest management. It's a word that people didn't understand last year, and now they're getting it. And you don't have to have any forests, fires. It's interesting. I spoke to certain countries, and they said, sir, we're a forest nation. I never thought of a country, well-known countries. We're a forest nation. I never heard of the term forest nation. They live in forests, and they don't have problems. One was telling me that his trees are much more susceptible to fire than what they have in California, but they don't have fires because they manage, they clean, they do what you have to do. There's not so much to burn, and we're going to start doing that. And it's called, remember, management. It's called forest management. So it's a very important term. When I went to California, they sort of scoffed at me for the first 2 weeks and maybe 3 weeks and not so much 4 weeks. And after about 5 weeks, they said, you know, he's right. He's right. So I think you're going to see a lot of good things. It's a lot of area. It's a lot of land, but a lot of tremendous things are happening. We're joined today by Colleen Roberts, a county commissioner from Jackson County, Oregon. Colleen, please come up and tell us a little bit about your approach on forest management and all of the community work you've done. It's been so successful. Please. Thank you very much.
So I want to thank our President Trump and your administration, sir, for this opportunity, this great opportunity to be here today and speak on this very important issue. And in support of your executive order to reduce the hazardous fuel loads in our federal forests, Jackson County, the county I am from, Southern Oregon, comprises about 50% of federal lands to be managed by our federal agencies. And previous administrations have allowed these lands to be mismanaged and thus are burdened with the heavy fuel loads. Wildland fire policies also allowing management objectives to be attained through prescribed burning during our fire season is flawed. Our board has studied and successfully shared information with neighboring counties and NACO, the National Association of Counties, in an effort to achieve wildland fire policy changes. We've suffered through years of hazardous wildfire conditions and during toxic smoke events for the past 2 years that endured not just for a day, but 3 and 4 months on end, and it has adversely affected the health of our residents and our economy. Fuels reduction through the executive order that our president has put forth and fire policies can work together for healthy forests and public lands that our citizens deserve. In all of this and more, you, President Trump, have become a friend and the biggest ally to the counties in this great country. And I'm here to say thank you and support you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Colleen. And I also spoke with the governor of California about helping out with the earthquakes, and we'll be doing that. We're working very closely in California with the various representatives, and we're making a lot of progress. That was something that was a long time, a lot of shock, a lot of shake, and we are helping out, and so we're working with government. And all across the nation, our policies are ensuring that extreme agendas do not stand in the way of responsible use of public lands. We're getting Washington bureaucrats off of their backs, and we want to make sure that they go out and help our hunters and our fishers and farmers and everyone. And they want to do it. They're going to do it, and they want to do it. Everybody that endures and really loves the great outdoors in the proud tradition of conservation that the Republican Party inherits from Teddy Roosevelt, we will preserve this land for our magnificent people. That's what we're doing. We're preserving our land. We're making our land better and cleaner and safer. Now I'd like to invite Administrator Andrew Wheeler up. He's at the EPA. He's doing a fantastic job, and he's keeping America clean, and we appreciate it very much. Andrew, please come up.
Thank you, President Trump, for your leadership and the opportunity to share our environmental progress with the American public. When you asked me to take the lead at EPA 1 year ago, you asked me to do three things: continue to clean up the air, continue to clean up the water, and continue to provide regulatory relief to keep the economy growing. The President knows we can do all three at the same time. And here's the evidence. From 1970 to 2018, U.S. criteria air pollution fell 74%, while the economy grew by 275%. Under your administration, emissions of all the criteria air pollutants continue to decline. For example, yes. For example, the lead and sulfur dioxide have dropped by double-digit percentages over the last 2 years. Today, we have the cleanest air on record, and we are a global leader for access to clean drinking water. We are making tremendous environmental progress under President Trump, and the public needs to know that. Pollution is on the decline, and our focus is to accelerate its decline, particularly in the most at-risk communities. There may be no better example than our renewed focus on Superfund, the federal program that cleans up large hazardous sites. In the past, it wasn't unusual for a site to sit on the Superfund National Priorities List for decades. We believe that a site on the National Priorities List should be just that, a national priority. Our actions demonstrate that. In fiscal year 2018, we deleted the most sites from the National Priorities List in 1 year since 2005. This year, we are on track to delete even more, breaking that record. We're also reinvigorating our brownfields program, which transforms contaminated sites into community assets. We recently announced nearly $65 million in brownfield grants to 149 communities nationwide. 40% of these communities are receiving brownfields funding for the very first time. And thanks to the President's historic tax reform package, we're prioritizing opportunity zones. Of the 149 grant recipients, 108 have identified sites designated as opportunity zones, including in cities such as Detroit and Green Bay. On air quality, we're helping areas across the country reduce air pollution and meet the nation's air quality standards. On water, we're helping communities modernize their water infrastructure. Since 2017, we've issued 8 water infrastructure loans totaling over $2 billion. These loans will help finance roughly $4 billion in water infrastructure projects and create 6,000 jobs. We've already invited an additional 42 projects to apply for additional funding. These projects will improve water quality for millions of Americans while creating high-paying jobs. We're equally committed to improving the health of our oceans. The USMCA contains an historic first-ever commitment to reduce marine litter. 60% of the world's marine litter comes from 6 Asian countries. We have the technology and the expertise to help these nations. The truth is, when other countries need help cleaning up their air, water, or land, they turn to us for assistance, not China, not Russia. We have the environmental laws, we develop the technologies, and we get the job done. America is and will remain the gold standard for environmental protection, and every American should know that our nation is cleaner, safer, and stronger today, thanks to the leadership of President Trump.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And what Rick has done with our nuclear supply, nuclear energy, and all forms nuclear has been absolutely incredible in a very short period of time. I want to thank you. That's fantastic. So important, the job you're doing. Thank you very much, Rick.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.